Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Okay. Let me calm down. You guys know how I get with the show intro song. That's like my favorite music that represents Down South. And so you're on the I Love Down South online talk radio show with Miss Latoya Bird, doing the most all the time, as you can expect. And I'm really happy to be here this evening, like I am every Sunday. Super excited about our special guest this evening, and just excited about what's going on in the city, what's going on down south. So many amazing things. You know, down south is kind of like the underdog. But tonight we're going to be talking about community service and excellence with the organization that we're going to be showcasing in just a little bit. But before we go any further, take a moment to text somebody, tweet somebody, tell a friend they need to get on the show, they need to call in, they need to listen in, because our shows always provide value and bring jewels to the table, jewels of information for our community. And, you know, we're going to cut up a little bit along the way, because if you know me, you know I'm a little extra all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the Good News Ghouls report. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, getting back on track from Irma really did her thing. Even though she just blew down a lot of trees, I mean, taking out that power and standing in line for this food distribution and this assistance. Oh, my goodness, people fighting left and right. The government center here in Cutler Bay, it was a sight to see. I'm so grateful that our government has some plans in place, but oh my goodness, the people were everywhere, and I hope everyone gets some of the services that are provided through FEMA, through disaster relief. So don't be left behind, because there's groceries out there on the table, literally. So make sure you go and get them. All right, so since Irma, the magazine has been going through so many different things. We lost our technology. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back up and running. We just dropped our October issue, which is so freaking amazing and beautiful, featuring a local cancer survivor, Miss Kenesha McCombs Gummer, and it was a blessing to hear her survivor story. She had never really, really shared it, in its totality with anyone, but she did it with us on goodnewsghouls.com. Make sure you check out our online platform or get in contact with me if you'd like a physical copy, and we can definitely get that over to you. So the magazine is dedicated to celebrating the cure, not cancer, and I just want us to be aware of some of the different things that we support, the different things that we promote, because we may indirectly be a part of something that we really don't know what we're doing. So whether it's a cause or organization or color that you're wearing, really know what it is that you're wearing it for while you are participating in it. So this month's issue is very controversial. We talk about the Day of the Dead. We talk about so many things. We talk about yoga, actually. And this was actually our first super multicultural issue. I had a lot of Hispanic contributing writers. That was super dope and awesome for me to see our community come together over barriers and just, you know, put together some good news, literally. All right, so make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com for all your celebrating and creating good news, you know, feed, anything you got going on. All right, so that's what's up with Good News Ghouls. I think that's it. I think that's everything. We're partnering up with Digital City out of Washington, D.C., out of Maryland, actually. And I'm excited to see what technology enrichment programs are doing nationwide and changing the climate in our community by empowering youth and parents with certification, technology certification. So it's really going down nationwide because, you know, the poverty, the injustice, all of these things literally stem from a financial economic point of view. And if we're able to educate and elevate through obtaining, you know, a technology certification where you can get an average of $10,000 to $30,000 more than somebody with a degree, that's going to solve some problems, all right? That's going to stop some people from robbing somebody. So it was really awesome to link up with Mr. Lance Lucas, the CEO of Digital City, and doing those amazing things here in our city as well as nationwide. So that is a report from Good News. And now I'm going to get ready to have our special guest on. I'm really excited about them. CMB Visions. Wait, I have to get it right. Hold on for my notes. Don't shoot me. Ms. Burgess, don't cut me. we have CMB Unlimited with us, who is doing something so amazing in our community. I had the opportunity to meet with her and her staff about 2 weeks ago. And first of all, when you have a team and you're doing a service in the community, having the right team is everything. And just being in the atmosphere, their headquarters office in Perrine, I really did feel that. So first, I met Ms. Sabrina Vargas through, you know, community relations and so on and so forth. And so many other people were telling me, hey, do you know about CMB? Do you know about CMB? And I'm like, I keep hearing about this organization. What is it? Where is it? How can I connect? And what can I do to help them in their endeavors? And so that's how we came about to connecting. And then I practically begged them to be on the show because they're worthy, you know, to be shared with such a track record. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for Ms. Sabrina Vargas as well as Alicia Cauldron. And hold on 1 second while I get those lines open.
Hello.
All right. Do
hey,
I have Alicia and Sabrina?
Yeah. Hi, Ms. Bird.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for being on the call with us this evening.
Thank you. And I just wanted to interrupt real quick. This is Alicia Cauldron with CMB Visions Unlimited, Inc. And I just wanted to first and foremost thank you for coming and seeing us. We likewise heard about the wonderful things you're doing for this community, one that we've been working very hard to also reach and make a difference in. So this collaboration, this opportunity to speak with you and your audience, it's really a blessing for us, and we're very, very grateful to be here today. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Aww.
Thanks.
Let me get a tissue because that was real fun. You're welcome. I think that in regards to down south, you know, I feel like we're the underdogs at a county a lot of times because even funding may not reach as far south as, you know, as it should. So many different things get unhighlighted, unrecognized, or underused, you know, because of our location. And so to the listeners listening in, I want you to know that down south has more than enough going on, from community to social, you name it. It's up to you to get off your buns and find out what's out there. All right, so this is an all call to the listeners. You know, encourage people that do live down south to network and to just get out there and speak to people, because if it wasn't for that, I would have never come across CMB if I haven't gone over to WellCare, spoke to John. I'm at Uber Wings. I'm supporting a local business. So it really does come full circle. So you have to be a product of your community down south.
Absolutely.
And so get with it. Get with it down south. No more excuses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So on that note, I know Alicia is the program director and Sabrina is the team leader / everything that I've seen her do. Like she's like a little superwoman in like a Minnie Mouse body.
That's for sure. We put many hats on her. I think we all wear many hats. It's part of, you know, being a team of a nonprofit. Which we're blessed to have. We all kind of get our hands dirty in all areas of our programs and our services, and it's been a wonderful and blessed experience. I'm sure Sabrina would say the same.
Of course. We each have so much. We literally have to do on our plate everything that we did. Ms. Shonda one time had us do that. We had to, on a plate, write everything that each team member did. And we looked at our plate and we're like, oh, my goodness, we each do a lot. But it's all for the community and for down south and for them to know that it's all for them to reach them out. And this is amazing that we're able to be on I Love Down South Radio and them listen in and hear what we have to offer.
Yes, and we're happy to have you. And I want to say, in regards to doing anything, whether you're a for-profit or a non-profit, the team is intricate. The team is very important. The team is the DNA a lot of the times of the program, because without a team that's dedicated to the vision, there's no kind of course. There's no unification. There's no real accomplishment because you're not aiming at anything. And so that was super apparent in entering your organization, you know, a few weeks ago. So for our listeners, I would like, you know, Alicia and Sabrina, I would like for you to dive in a little bit about who CMB Visions Unlimited Inc. really is and what you do.
Well, I'll take that on, and let me just start off by saying that this CMB Visions, and CMB stands for Cultivating Minds of Brilliance, and it's really a vision that came to our CEO and founder about 16 years ago now. She got her law degree and started working in the justice system and came across dealing with the juveniles in the justice system. And it really impacted her how their story really started at home and how the families had a lot of impact on whether that child stayed in the system or was able to move on and progress and have a future. She decided that something had to be done early on, prior to them getting into the system. And that kind of is what motivated her to start her own nonprofit. And, you know, she started small and local. At the time, she was in Pensacola. She's brought the programs and the services down this way where she saw a need down south. And she really saw that there was lack of services and quality programming to help these children from the early years all the way throughout their high school years to prevent them from having issues where they drop out or get in the system. That motivation has led her to open up several sites to provide several services. She believes in a holistic view of the family. Not only are we helping the child, but many times as a result of trying to help that child, we find out of issues and concerns in the families that need addressing. So through partnerships and other programs, we've been able to assist families with something as simple as food. You know, unfortunately, there's so many times where the child's doing great and suddenly, you know, parent loses a job and they can't pay rent and they may be on the brink of losing their home, and food, access to food might be an issue. So to keep the families afloat, we've just found many partnerships and ways in the community that we can help not just the child in their educational endeavors, but in their whole life, in their whole family. We're able to provide services if a parent, you know, never got a GED, and that might be a goal of the parents. Well, we're pushing and telling the student how important their education is, and they say, well, my mom never, you know, maybe graduated high school. So we found ways to address these issues, to be able to say, well, you know, if your mom, if that's a goal of hers, let us help you. We want the entire family to get involved. We're not just there to provide an after-school program, but we also want to educate and inform and support the family so this child's success continues beyond our programs. But we don't just service elementary age. We also have a program to support teens, to provide for them job skills, college assistance. So we help prep them. Over the summer, we get to take them on college tours, and we also get to provide them with internships, which they get paid for. So it provides a motivation for that student to take in the information that you're teaching them, apply it, and stick with it and see it through so that they see the end result. At the end, they get rewarded. Not just monetarily, but they also see how it affects them in their lives as they're coming into adulthood. So with our programs, we've been blessed to be able to provide that for the community, a place where the student is not just seeking to make, you know, small money to provide for them at this moment, but they're seeing where these skills and this training will take them on and on to the next steps in their life when they're becoming an adult and going off on their own to perhaps, you know, reach something that they didn't see possible at the beginning when they first come to us. So that's kind of what CMB's focus is to take the child from as early as we can get our hands on them and to just help mold them and build their skills and their educational goals, so that they can see themselves in a better position than they imagined when we first got to them, because we want to encourage each student to really reach for the stars and not limit themselves on what's possible in their lives. I know that's the goal. Thank you. Too kind.
And those are my babies, my teens. Those are the ones that I'm mostly with. Those are the ones that I dedicate more to, since I'm their team leader. And it's been a pleasure, especially, you know, growing up and my own teen experience. As I always say, that I wish that I had a program like this when I was a teenager. But obviously, I didn't. And obviously I did it. I mean, God knows why. And his reason was for me to be able to now just help these teens out and give them a little push and be able to relate with them. They're able to open up with me and relate to their stories of what they're going through. And it's just amazing to see. Not only that, a lot of them, when they come from elementary, they go into our teen program. So we've seen them grow from elementary to middle school to high school to graduating. And then they even, some came and worked with us during the summer as well. They come back and they thank us for what we have done. And that just comes to show that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing when we see them in college and going and
You see the fruits. You see the fruits of your labor and your community service.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's amazing. And so, you know, with this generation, the generation is our future. But it starts with us as adults. We're the ones, with us, the parents, with the teachers. we have to lead them. We have to lead them to the right direction, because if not, they're our teachers. So we're the ones that have to lead them and show them that they're wrong. And, you know, sometimes they don't have that. And that's what CMB is here for.
Aw, that sounds so awesome to hear this panoramic view of what you guys do. And that's why I encourage the community to literally, the community has to be charged with some accountability as well as organizations. But it's apparent that, you know, CMB Visions is definitely doing their part of the bargain. I think it's up to the community to do a little bit more to make sure that the services that you offer are being utilized. And making sure that we support organizations like yours in any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not sure. I have a couple of lines here. I'm not sure which is Ms. Burgess's, and I know I maybe I need to work on that. Burgess, right, or Burgess's?
Burgess.
Okay, there you go. Forgive me. I'm horrible with names. Don't shoot me. So, Miss,
we would never
Chandra
do that,
McLean. Miss Chandra McLean Burgess. I know you said she will be chiming in at about the 45 mark. I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the lines that we have here. But I have an interesting question to ask in regards to the word holistic, and I can't wait for her to
Absolutely.
Share with us a little bit about that and why was that so, you know, very important for her to bring that to the community. So I'm not sure what her last four digits are, but I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the lines. They may be.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you want me to give it to you? It's 3309, you see.
3309. Okay, no, I don't see her on just yet. So
okay.
What we're going to do, we're going to take a few callers to see if anyone has any questions,
sure.
Or they may be some of your special listeners and supporters. I know you guys have a couple people calling in tonight. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to be opening up the line.
Okay.
Last four digits, 2562. Last four digits, 2562. Welcome to the call. Please state your name. Hello? Yes, caller? We won't bite.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Did we lose him?
Yes.
Okay, hi,
hello.
How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Elijah Herring.
All right, Elijah. Mr.
Elijah.
Elijah.
Hey, he's one of our team.
Thank you for, okay, thank you for calling in, Elijah. I really appreciate you supporting CMB and being brave enough to call in. And I want to know a little bit more about what you experienced there with CMB Visions Unlimited. What are some of your favorite activities, or what has the program done for you?
Well, they tutored me with my homework.
Okay.
And
was that?
Huh?
I was going to say, and was that very helpful for you? Like, did you see a difference with your grades?
Yes.
Perfect.
And
He actually
participated in our summer internships where he had a job. Do you want to talk about what that was like for you, Elijah?
No, it was fun, real fun.
You enjoyed it?
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
Awesome.
Well, my favorite part
was
did you
do with our money, Elijah?
I couldn't hear you because you were breaking up.
No, I was asking.
I think she said, "What'd you do with the money?"
Oh,
That was a little joke, though. So where did
you don't
intern?
Have to tell us.
Where did you intern at? Like, where did you intern?
With Miss Chandra.
Oh, there at the organization itself. Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah, he was Miss Chandra's assistant. The internship.
Whoa, that's a big deal.
His dog. He's an amazing an amazing team of ours. All of them are amazing, but he has captured my heart. And I've always been there. We've always been there by his side. And I feel like he's opened up more. Honestly, I feel like, because he's very shy and timid, and he's been able to get out of his shell and open up more with this program. I don't know if I'm speaking for you, but you're obviously called, so I want you to explain a little bit more about how you feel, how CMB has helped contribute in any way.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anything that you'd like to would do with CMB in the future?
I'm planning on getting another job for the summer with them.
Okay. Awesome.
That's a very enticing feature for a lot of our teams. They really enjoy getting that work experience and knowing that they're going to get paid at the end of the summer. We have a lot of these kids who, believe it or not, they want to work and they want to have that interaction and that experience. So it's really exciting to see that and to be able to be a part of that. Elijah is a quiet guy, as you guys see, but believe it or not, he's very motivated and individual. So we're happy to be able to provide that work experience for him, but we know that he's also going to take that with him into the future because he really does apply what you offer him, and he takes it to heart, and you see him use it. He went through our teen job fair, and it was really exciting to see him do those interviews and just shine and use what he learned in his course throughout the year to be able to answer those employers' questions, because he got interviewed by a few folks that were there, and he really, really did a great job. And so we were very blessed that he actually wanted to see what CMB behind the scenes look like, not just be a participant, but see what the administrative offices look like. But it's really exciting when you see a team like Elijah interview and use the skills that he learned. Because so often, you know, you teach them skills and you send them out into the world and you don't really get to see how they applied it. But that's one of the great things about our teen program is we actually provide a scenario where they get to practice those skills, and we get to listen in and see if what we taught them actually worked. And so it's very exciting when you see them use it and apply it.
Wow, that's really cool to have in-house kind of intern feeding system where you know how you have your feeder schools where your elementary goes to the middle, but in this situation you have, you know, the clients or the students actually then be the intern and someday be the staff to lead their own programs. So, Elijah, I look forward to whatever you have up your sleeve, whatever you want to bring to the table at CMB Visions. I really look forward to it. And is this the gentleman that you guys showed me the pictures? I think, Sabrina?
Yes, he's actually it's with the team groups and everything that.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but I'm looking forward to hearing more stories like this from from your organization, and also seeing how when we invest like these leadership components, that's really what it is. So these skills went from soft skills to then leadership skills, and they're being implemented right there in your office. And he's shadowing, you know, the founder, which is huge. So it just takes his resume to another level, and obviously his drive and his ambition has also elevated as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned having them get that experience to hopefully see them provide programs back into the future, into their communities, because we had, and, you know, it's a shame, I don't know that we're going to be able to have them call on, but we had two twins that came through our program since they were in elementary, like kindergarten, and they went all through our programs. And went off to college. I won't mention which Florida college, so we don't isolate anyone who might be for an opposing school. But they've gone away, and we've had the pleasure of having them come back and work with us over the summer as instructors, and yes. It's been phenomenal to see their growth and their passion for nonprofit and for education. One is actually seeking a degree in education, and the other is studying nonprofits. And so she's getting her degree in those studies. And her motivation is to provide programs like this in the future and have her own nonprofit to help her community, which is really inspiring, as you mentioned, because if we don't help each other in our own communities, it makes it harder to draw on people and bring attention to the struggles of down south. And, you know, up north has their own communities, but we have to come back and service our communities, because we are the biggest advocate for our area. So it's really exciting when we see these kids go out and grow and get that experience in other areas and bring back that passion to help those around us. So that is ultimately our goal.
Wow. I'm totally looking forward to it. And I understand you guys have celebrated your Sweet 16. And to hear about this type of a program that's been in our community for 16 years, is quite dynamic. And listening to you, you're putting me in the mind of our internship program with Charter School Associates. I'm the internship coordinator for the charter school company, and we built in this year a new pillar of the program, which is community service partnerships and community service leadership. And that's where we're looking for. We're going to have Sabrina come out to our schools, both of our schools, to talk to our high school seniors to showcase who CMB Visions Unlimited, Inc. is, as well as to impart community service leadership. And that's going to be this week, actually. Yeah, and we're going to get our students. Yeah, like we need that dialogue. And so they're looking at me like, oh, I already got my volunteer hours for graduation. And I'm like, well, welcome to life. You need a community service DNA strand going on. And it just needs to be built in properly into our makeup. So some families are just natural service families at home. They go out, they feed the homeless, they do these different things. But sometimes when you're on the opposite end of needing those services, sometimes you may not really, really hold on to the value. Or if you don't need the services, you may say, oh, I don't need to, you know, donate my time or donate money, or I don't need to give back. But actually, if we're going to have a real holistic approach, there's no other way around it.
Exactly.
So we just need to embrace it, just like this organization has, and then it's going to pop out these leaders, just like, you know, like the little gum out of gum dispensers just going to pop out leaders here and there, boom, 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 boom. And now we're having that positive effect, in a direct, immediate, measurable positive effect in the community. All right, so Elijah, it is all about you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. I have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and open up that line. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, you calling?
Hello. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Who do we have on the line? Hi.
This is Elijah's
Please
mom.
Say your name.
Yes,
oh, we can. Hi, Elijah's mom.
I just want to give my parental side before we get off the line.
Okay.
Elijah's shy in front of others, but he's not shy at home. But
no.
I just wanted to thank CMB. I wanted to thank Miss Chandra. She's just the sweetest. Just down to earth, very approachable. Miss Sabrina, Miss Alicia, and all those. I don't know everybody's name, but I just wanted to personally thank you all and thank you all over the air and just promote the program, because I know that the program is a hidden jewel in the community. And, you know, I'm looking forward to more teams, you know, learning about the program, because it has been a great help to my son. You know, he is very quiet and he does keep them himself, but it taught him, he did his first resume. He had his first job. It's helping him, you know, with his math. I just thank Ms. Sabrina for that so much. And it's teaching him, you know, he's already a leader, but it's sharpening his leadership skills even the more. So I just, you know, really, really, really am thankful for CMB and for the vision and for the workshops that they offer, which has been very helpful to him. He comes home and he discusses the workshops, and the workshops actually, you know, help him see certain things that he's been through, and it gives him like a different scope and a different aspect of life. I know they recently had a workshop on bullying, which has been really helpful to Elijah. And, you know, just the whole staff. The staff is just a bunch of sweet, sweet, sweet people. And they've just adopted my son. And it has just been really really helpful, because if not, Elijah would just keep it himself and not want to come outside. And, you know, but it's really helping him to mature more. And, you know, it's like watering him to become the man that I know he's going to become. So CMB has been a great component. And, of course, I'm a great advocate. So I just thank Ms. Chandra. If she's listening, and the ladies, thank you all so much. And I thank the host for having you all and having me and my son to come on today.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
it was an honor. It was an honor.
I think,
like,
we all want to respond to that. Yes.
Go ahead. Right
that,
away.
Yes. Just, thank you so much. Elijah's mommy is what we're going to call you, but as we are known as moms. Just so grateful that you did take the time to do that. I have to say that the other side of the team program, it's true. I talk about the job skills and the college preparedness, but there is a big component that is life skills that touch on some very difficult subjects. And I think the important thing is that we take these kids and we really try to create a sense of community within them, and a connectedness where they feel free to open up and talk about difficult subject matter, and anything from bullying to sex trafficking to different types of abuse, to communication and relationships, to something as basic as cooking. You know, we take them on all kinds of field trips where we try to incorporate learning a new skill with having a good time. We really find that the kids really blossom and open up and are excited to be able to come home and say, hey, I cooked something for the first time in my life, and it wasn't like in a toaster or microwave oven. And they come home and they want to share it with their parents. I won't forget that we did have a workshop in which we had a financial advisor speak to them about their credit and the importance of building and maintaining good credit for their future. And I think we got a bunch of parents call us the next day saying, oh my gosh, my son or my daughter asked me what my credit score was and started, lecturing me on on my credit and my credit habits and why is my score so low. And so they said, you know, although it was, you know, not pleasant to hear your child tell you, why is your credit so low? They were really grateful and appreciated that that conversation was had and that concept of credit was shared with their child because, you know, as parents, so often we're struggling to maintain our own lives. We forget that they're about to come into their own, and this is a good time for them to start considering and seeing the effects of sometimes, you know, lessons to us of what happens in the long term when we don't make the best decisions or when we had situations that affected our lives. But it started the conversation, and that's the most exciting part for us about this program is just seeing their mind expand at everything that is around them and making them aware of their capabilities and what's to come in their future and what issues they need to start considering and being aware of.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And the relationship that we built with the parents as well and the relationship that I built with her is amazing. So it's an honor to have them call in. Thank you. I know a lot of our team members, I try to call in as well, such as Mitachi, she's trying to call in, and a lot of other, Mishandra, I know, is trying to call in as well. They have a lot to say, and a lot of what they do, especially Ms. Ashley and Ms. Gandhi, that are site supervisors with our elementary students.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, thank you so much. Everyone that's texting me, there's a lot of people texting me, calling me, and letting me know how they keep on supporting us and want everyone involved out, you know, like how Elijah's mom says, but that duo, that pitten. So
that's right.
It's amazing support.
Okay, there's nothing like something coming full circle. And I think that was really cool to hear the parents, publicly acknowledge you all for what you're doing. And also for CMB Vision to, like, do two snaps in a circle because they are doing those life skills. And I think that's why CMB Vision is so successful because it's doing what the schools don't do or it's doing what is not that is not enough manpower sometimes at home to do, you know, because time schedule, so many different things happen. It's just like, man, okay, where's the village? Oh, it says CMV. Okay, let me sign up. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I'm signing up.
I think you've mentioned that. Yeah. And you've used that phrase before, and I so love it that it does take a village because so many times, as a parent, it's hard to connect with your child, and even though you're saying, hey, let me teach you to cook, let me teach you this, the child wants nothing to hear from us usually. They give us such a hard time, and it's hard to connect with your child. And then to have an outside organization or outside group of other young people who say, yeah, no, actually, I would like to learn that skill. Maybe at my home, I don't have that opportunity. how lucky you are that you have been offered that assistance, and that it makes the child think. And then they're provided a scenario where they're taught something that maybe a parent at home has been trying so desperately to reach out with that child. And then it allows that conversation to come back to the home. And I think that's the most valuable thing about having programs like this in the community, not just because I'm a part of one, but what motivates me to be a part of CMB is just to see how the parents really feel like they're not alone. And so many times, especially a single parent household, you really feel alone, and you need that backing when you have community programs like this that support your same views and support your same struggle. I think it really brings it home for the child, where they finally understand that this isn't a mom or dad issue or my household issue. It's a community issue, and it's an important subject that they need to consider and listen to, and they're much more open to do that at home once they've had the opportunity to do that amongst their peers in a positive group environment. So I think that's the best thing of working with these young people, is just seeing that change and that shift in their homes.
I'm just here taking notes. I think that we're having Alicia and I are having this connection because she's a program director. And so with the internship program at the school, I'm listening to you and I'm like, I'm so happy that, you know, they let me do pretty much what I want to do. And we get to bring these types of elements to the kids on a classroom platform. But that is not traditional. That's not happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. So this is why it's really huge. But, hey, guys, I'm going to go ahead and open up another line. So hold on one second.
Absolutely. Okay.
We have some other guests on the line. I'm not sure if that's Ms. Chandra. Hold on one second. We got a couple of calls. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're talking about something so good, like everything, the technical difficulties want to start up.
Of course.
Boy.
If it wasn't challenging, it wouldn't be fun, LaToya.
Yeah. Right. And so it the saga continues. But what I wanted to say while we're working on some of the technical components right now. Here we go. We're back up. What I wanted to say in the meantime, for those of you that are listening in, make sure you go ahead and take a moment to check out CMB's website. And Alicia, what's that website so they can go and check it out?
That's going to be www.cmbvisions.org.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, at CMB Visions Unlimited, Inc. as well. There we are always updating it continuously about what we're doing and all the trainings that we go to what we're doing in the community, to all the partnerships that we do. We have shared the I Love Down South Radio as well. So basically, there you can get all our information and see all our pictures.
All right.
And, you know, be a part of this.
Yeah, they're pretty hot. Yeah, I said that. I said they're a pretty hot nonprofit organization. Because when you go to the website, it's so cute. And all the pictures are really cute. And just to be able to see, you know, the kids gathered together, events happening, kids engaged, program in full swing, you know, results happening. This is what makes, you know, a pretty sexy organization. So I wanted to let you guys know.
Yeah,
a pretty hot organization. I do have our special guest of the hour, the CEO and founder herself, Ms. Chandra.
Ooh, we need the applause
the line,
for that.
Chandra McLean. Can you hear
us?
Are you ladies talking to the founder of the Sexy Organization?
Yes. Sexy apparently. Is like hottest nonprofit organization, you know, down south. And for that, I'm going to give you applause.
Wow.
That's, that, look,
did
that's
you know
my
you were so
electronic. Right?
Well, that's the first time we've been described as sexy, but we'll take it.
You're the sexy 16-year-old. Hot nonprofit organization only because of the value that you bring to the table. You are, if you don't know this, because I didn't tell you before, you are Good News certified just by the nature of what you do and the quality that you exude in your organization. So thank you for not just talking about it, but being about it and doing that for 16 years in a row. So thank you so much, and welcome to the line.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, so I know you said, Toya, listen, okay, I'm going to have Sabrina on, I'm going to have Alicia on. You know I like to be in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could describe my experience in meeting her and Snoopy, in her office. They have a special team member named Snoopy, and he just popped out of nowhere and just really, you know, sent me on my way out. But this young woman is bubbly, highly educated and equipped with the knowledge to bring these services to our community. And I need us to do what we can to support, because they have a huge first annual upcoming gala that they're going to be talking about. So many different things that we can do to support our local organizations that are servicing our communities. So people, come on, remember they're a hot organization because their website is so cute. And not only that, their resume looks even better. Their resume looks even better. So I'm going to pass it over to the visionary. Uh-oh, the visionary. Yes, Ms. Burgess, how are you?
I'm good. I just sat back and listened. I heard you all asking for me earlier. Is she on the line? I was. I was just eavesdropping and listening to all the wonderful things that everybody was saying. Yes, having a good time.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad you're feeling at home here on the show. And I told you it was online talk radio, so you didn't have to come in. You just dial in, and you didn't have to worry about, you know, a real live audience. At least not yet. I'll say that much. But I had some questions for you in regards to, you know, Alicia opened up with a beautiful overview of the organization. It was amazing. And she used that word holistic. And for me, as I've been talking throughout the show, I've used a term that we're familiar with, it takes a village. And I wanted to know from you, why was it so important for you to take a holistic approach, and what really for you a holistic approach means?
Well, the word holistic itself simply means the whole. Because it's spelled with it begins with an H and not a W, sometimes people, they often think it means holy or spiritual, which it does have that connotation to it as well, because CMB Visions was founded on Christian principles, Habakkuk 2:2, where God said, write the vision. So that's where the name itself really came from, Visions Unlimited, because there's no limit to what God can do. The word holistic itself means the whole. So what I found in my work in public service or community service or child welfare was you might have had a child that was involved with tutoring, or you might have had a child that you, a family that you counseled, which is different things, but it was fractured. You know, the child would be helped, but then you would be sending them back to the same environment at home. Or the child might be at school, you know, receiving homework assistance, but the parents at home can't help them with their homework. So holistic means the whole. So we want to touch the child. We want to touch the family. And by touching the families, then that makes a better community. So it's the whole child, the whole family, the whole community.
Hold on, let me get a tissue, because to hear you explain,
can I ask you?
You know, go ahead.
I actually wanted to say something about Miss Sandra. Even though she's a CEO and founder, she is in everything. It's not like one of those CEOs that you can't touch, or like it's really hard to get in contact with, and it's very, no, she's all up in all the business. Like, she's literally, and that's what I love about her, the simple fact that there's a lot of, you know, those CEOs, but they're like all over the place. You can't get in contact with them, you can't. And for 15 years, you know, but she's there at every single training, at every single event, at every single training, every single event. Anything that we're doing, like yesterday, she was there participating the whole time at the expo with us for the Children's Trust. And when it's her Saturday, you know, as CEO and founder, you think that another one would be somewhere else, but she's right there on call whenever you need her 24/7. And that's beautiful to see. That's beautiful to see. And thank you, Michandra, for having us on your team and in your vision. I personally thank you, and I know that on behalf of the rest of CMB team members, I know that we're obviously here seeing the same vision that you're seeing, and I'm so happy for that. I'm privileged and honored.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Sorry about that, but that was really beautiful, and just hearing you, it's nothing like liking the people that you work with. For the adults that are listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So to have the dream team, the dream is going to come true, period, hands down, every time. It's a simple equation. She said have the vision, because the book said have the vision, make it plain, and then have the dream team and the dream come true. Like, it's a simple formula, kids. So she's leading by example. And so this is why it's so profound that, you know, Elijah is shadowing her and working with her and being an intern with her, because he's seeing what it takes to be dedicated. He's seeing what it takes to make an investment into your dream or in the community, and have these multi-layered agendas when it comes to your personal interests. You know, it's obvious that her personal interest and the interest of the organization is to have that holistic effect. Because if we're going to do anything in our community, it has to happen on so many different levels. We can't just, you know, drop a lunch over here and there, a free lunch here and there. That ain't going to get it. And if you're an organization right out there doing that and lying about your numbers on the book, yes, Ms. Bird is calling you out. So, get with the system. Go over the CMB and find out how. You know, I see a lot of organizations in the community that don't have a clue. And I know that they want help, but they may not know how to, like, actually go take the next step. So, Ms. Chandra, if you could give maybe one or two pointers for organizations that are out there in the community who really want to, you know, be a service provider, do you have any, you know, recommendations or tips for them to follow?
Well, first of all, I want to just go back to what you were saying about teamwork and having a dynamic team, and that is so, so very important. Listen to them at the top of the segment, you know, talk about the organization and the excitement. Because that's what we try to do at the office. We try to create a culture of connectedness, family, a relaxed atmosphere. When I was, you know, before I started doing CMB full time, you know, I never wanted to go to a job that was, that seemed like a job or that I dreaded going to every day. So I try to create that same culture in the office with the staff. And as a result, I have, or CMB has, one of the most dynamic teams to work with. And I think that is what really drives the success from an organizational standpoint. Then, of course, the great families that we serve, because if you don't have clients or kids or students or participants, there's no program. But for that to take place, you have to have a good product. So we work very, very hard. And as you were saying, like hands-on, you know, we whatever we say that we're going to do, whatever we promote, we actually provide the services. It's not just something that's on paper. And so there's that word, service. So my advice to an organization is, when you're in this to provide a service. Service begins at home. Like charity begins at home, yes, so it begins at the office, making sure that your staff is whole and healthy so then they can in turn provide quality services to the students that you work with. And like the parent said, when she came to the office, she could feel the love. She could see the commitment and the dedication. So we call the parents, we talk to them, we pick the kids up if we have to. We do what it takes. Also, from a financial standpoint or an organizational structural standpoint, a lot of times organizations, you have the passion, but you don't have the funds. What you do is you let your passion drive you, and you do the best you can with what you have, but don't try to go too far too fast. People think they have to jump out and get these big multi-million-dollar buildings, all this new furniture, and then they have overhead and bills. Partner with other people in the community for space, for resources, and then use that as a basis to build your organization. So those are some of the best tidbits that I can give. And I just want to say hello and thank you to my awesome staff, from Anna and Andrea in the office and admin, to Allie, Miss Alicia, and Miss Sabrina, who are doing an amazing job with this the segment on the radio, but they also do development, run programs. I'm thankful for them. Wilton, he does our computer tech, and he keeps our systems running. Our site supervisors, Ms. Bernice Ashley, Brandy Wellens, just the whole team, the workers from Ms. Janelle to Ms. Diana, to Mr. Micah, our new staff, Mr. Cleve. You know, you don't want to leave anybody out, but just everybody. Just like you said, the teamwork makes the dream work. So I want to say thank you to my staff.
Aww. Yes.
Absolutely. We.
Can't forget about Elsie. So now I said a lot, and I did that intentionally because I know that there are other people on the phones that are waiting to have their moment. So I'm going to go back to mute and continue to enjoy and say thank you, Latoya, for having us.
Wait.
We look forward
Don't
to you coming
yet.
By the office.
Don't leave.
I can't sneak away.
No, wait. You can't just come in here and then drop the mic, you know, like on Coming to America. You can't drop the mic and like try to run.
No, that was
thank awesome.
You.
I had another question, but because I was using my Kleenex, you know, during that awesome appreciation, I've forgotten what I was gonna say. So you might be off the hook for now, but if I remember it, if you're available, I'll try to chime you back in. But I want to thank you so much for your time. It means volumes to me and to the community. Even if they don't know it yet, they're going to know it later because this is archived, and I'm going to still, like, share the link on social media so people can listen and people can see what actually, you know, is happening down south and the fact that we're providing stellar services to our community with a holistic approach, with holistic results. And my last – oh, this is what I wanted to ask. 5 years from now, what services will you be proud to have added to CMB Visions?
Well, this big mega center, this big building that we're going to have that'll have a computer lab. It will have a community service room, a community room, a resource room. That's what I see for the next 5 years. But I also see possibly, as far as Miami, I also see, like, Miss Andrea Riley, Miss Anna Hernandez, Miss Alicia Calderon, Miss Sabrina Vargas. I just see them running the Miami office and me somewhere else getting CMB started, like in Atlanta or Chicago or something. I see that for the
or
next
Africa.
5 years. Africa, yes. Mm. International.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I agree. I see it.
Like
they said, write it down.
Yes.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yeah. All
right.
Well, so I'm gonna hang out
I'm
on the
sorry,
line. I'll hang out around.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'm gonna hold you to that vision, Miss Chandra. The next time I come in your office with Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy. I'm going to ask to see that vision that you just had. So, you know, when you get ready to say, Miss Bird, I want to show you the blueprints of the building. You're not going to believe it. It's so sexy. Like, we went from sexy, you know, office and website, but now we're a sexy mega center like Joel Osteen. Oh, yeah, that kind of mega.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. Okay,
so,
I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to just... Yes, I'm going to hang low, listen a little bit, and, you know, I know you have some callers on the line that are waiting to speak with you.
Yes, I'm going to try to open up their lines really quickly. Our time is running out. For the callers that we open their lines, for the sake of time, we do ask you for a two-minute, whatever comment you want to make. We apologize, but we did have to let the queen come through, okay, the queen of CMB. In the building, okay? Thank you so much. And I have last four digits, 8471. Last four digits, 8471. Welcome to the line. Can you hear us?
Hello?
All right, we won't. Yes, hi. All right, we're going to take one more caller. Last four digits, 6847. Last four digits, 6847. Hello, how are you? All right, we have a lot of awesome listeners. We won't bite, I promise. We won't bite this time. All
Hello.
Right, so we
Hi,
have,
guys.
Yes, hi.
Hello, who is this?
This is Miss
What's
Latoya.
What's your name, caller?
They're, I think, sometimes we have shy callers. So they do listen in, they call in, they're listening attentively, but they didn't want to say anything. So I'm going to try one more line, and then we're going to wrap up in a second. All right, I have last four digits. I think that was 2562. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the call. Any takers?
Hi. This is still Elijah's mom. We already spoke.
Okay. So we have a lot of listening lines in the call queue. We want to thank you for listening in. I'm going to check the queue one more time to see if we can open up some other lines. I know we have a lot of callers, and I want everyone to have an opportunity to say something within the time that we have. All right, I have 1039, last four digits, 1039.
Hello, good evening or night, how are you?
We're doing well. What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, are you a part
Hi,
of the
Lisa.
Dynamic team there at CMV Vision?
I am. I have children that are part of the Dynamic CMB Vision team, yes.
Well, thank you for chiming in. Is there anything that you'd like to say with the whole team listening right now?
Yes. I just want to say that they're an awesome dynamic team, as you stated. And I've kind of been with CMB from the very beginning, since it all started to now. And to see not only my children be a part of the program, but children of the community be a part of the program and be able to grow and flourish and just thrive with the team environment, the community events that they have, and the different things that they offer to the community as far as mentoring and tutoring, it's just a blessing to the community and a blessing to my children as well.
Wow. Aww. Okay. That's really sweet. It's sweet to hear a mom appreciate, you know, these services, because we have a lot of moms who are out there with no help, and to know that, you know, these programs are providing, like, that additional holistic component, you know, that you can rest assured, wow, I'm really receiving some great services from a team that cares. So thank you for chiming in with us. We're going to go right along.
You're welcome.
And see if we
thank
can
you
open
for
up.
Having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Your line's going to stay open. I have another caller, last four digits, 7558. Welcome to the call. It's a party over here.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Y'all hear me?
We're doing good.
Good.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, my name is Marsha Ellis. Hi, Chandra. I was calling because my daughter have the opportunity to benefit from the services of CMB. Because being a single parent, it is difficult, you know, but you do the best that you can, you know, by yourself. But then when you have a group of people, you know, that are willing to take up the time, you know, to help, you know, put more values and help your child or your children thrive in school, and you know that they're in a safe environment and you know they're surrounded by people that actually care, you know, about the well-being of your child. You don't have to worry about your children being hungry. You don't have to worry about, you know, them getting into problems with bullying and all that stuff, because there's always someone present, you know, to step right in, you know, and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Because like the African proverb says, it takes a village to raise a child, and they're that village to help raise, you know, your child or your children. And I just really appreciate, you know, everything that program has brought to the community and continues to bring to the community. So thank you all very much for y'all help, and my children, Sanaya and Simone Ellis, we all thank y'all.
Aww.
Thank you. That was
all
amazing.
All right. Time for the Ellis family.
Y'all,
your line
is
going to be open.
Y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep your line open. We're going to go ahead and try to get in some other callers, of course. Of course, the technology would act funny. That's only because you guys are flooding our lines. We have so many CMB, Vision,
wow.
You know, Unlimited Incorporated, like, calling in. Y'all about to break the system, and I love that, because it's just another testament to what you guys do. And so as we get ready to wrap up, I have to give you guys the opportunity to talk about the gala, because we have about 3 more minutes left. I want you to talk about the gala and make sure our listeners know how to get in contact with you, how to connect with the gala, and what the gala is all about. So you guys can take that away.
So thank you so much for that opportunity, because the other side of what makes CMB work, besides getting the children and having them participate, which is our main focus, we also are a nonprofit, and we are really looking to partner with the folks who maybe, you know, you don't have children, or you don't have the time to dedicate to volunteering at the program. But there's many ways that the community and anyone interested in supporting Down South can help out, and that would be participating in our fundraising events and partnering with us financially to help our programs grow. Because even though we are funded through grants, the way that we grow exponentially is through the support of the community. And that support can come in many ways, but right now we'd like to talk about financial support. And we have a gala on November 4th. It's going to be a wonderful night where you can come out, have dinner with us, enjoy and partake in an evening, giving you more information on CMB and participating in a fun way to support our program. You can sign up and buy tickets for that event through Eventbrite, and you simply look up CMB Visions Unlimited Inc., and you'll see the connection there. But you can also find it on our Facebook page and on our web page, and that, again, is CMB Visions Unlimited Inc. CMBVisions.org is the web page. And you can connect there and buy tickets to this event. It's going to be sponsored by several other groups in the community that will be present there. But it's a good way for you to connect also with other supporters of Down South. So you can really see the fruit. I'm sorry?
Hello?
I just got an echo there. Apologize.
No,
can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I still hear you.
Yes. Excellent.
Also, entertainment, we're going to have food. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everyone has to be, it's going to be Hollywood themed. So everyone is going to be in their, the girls are going to be in their gowns, the ladies in their gowns, and the men in tuxedos. And you can also get the tickets by calling us in our office at 786-650-2930. That's our office number. Again, that's 786-650-2930. We have paper tickets as well. So we can actually go to where you're at and get the tickets off. Buy, you guys can buy the tickets off of us personally on one-on-one. I mean, not only through Eventbrite. And all the money is going to go to just being able to keep on expanding and being able to give keep on giving the community and the youth and their families what they need. Because since we're a nonprofit, we also need donations as well. You know, we need sponsorships, and the more people that want to help, the better. And to donate is easy. All you have to go is to cmbvisions.org. There's a donate button, and you can donate every dollar count. And all of this goes to just being able to help them out. Unfortunately, now all the homework, all the projects, everything is online. So we, from laptops to printers to being able to give them what they need, the materials that they need and the tools that they need to just keep on going. And we, this is what this fundraiser is for, just to keep on collecting that money, to keep on growing and expanding. And it's for them, not for us.
That's right. And it costs money to look sexy as a nonprofit successful organization. So we need those dollars to run immediately. Get your butts on the website. Get your tickets for the gala. Get your dress. Make it a grand event. Make it a new family tradition, since this is a new tradition for the organization. And just plan for it every year to give back in a new way, since this organization has given so much to our community. It just makes sense. This is Miss LaToya Bird on the I Love Down South show. I'm really happy to have everybody on tonight. This was a well-needed show, a well-needed opportunity for us to get to hear from the dream team behind the great star and son of CMB Vision, because I feel like you guys are a huge light in our community. For so many different reasons, for being examples to other nonprofits and for providing just great, great service. So I look forward to what you have going on 5 years from now, and I look forward to what you guys got going on 100 years from now, because we are doing community legacy work, and I want to thank you, Ms. Chandra, for your vision. All right, and so I'm encouraging all of her students, all of the parents, remember to dream again and dream big. All right, this is Miss LaToya Bird. Check me out on goodnewsschools.com. Check out our community magazine. And also check us out here next week. Same place, same time, same me. All right. So thank you so very much, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Have a successful, awesome, blessed week. And I'm going to go ahead and play my favorite down south music.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior. Yeah.